This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Sherm Radio. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Today, I bring to you something unpleasant. I'm sorry. But I'm here also to tell you how embracing that unpleasantness could be beneficial to us both professionally and personally. Why embracing conflict is beneficial to us in all spheres of life is the topic of our discussion on this episode of Sherm Radio. Welcome one, welcome all. Conflict. Even hearing that word in a professional context gives us pause, doesn't it? None of us wants any unpleasantness at work. And yet, we've all been guilty, at one point or another, of avoiding confrontations or stressful interactions in order to steer clear of that dreaded word, conflict. But that is precisely the reason why we must address that subject. Conflict, long simmering conflict between colleagues, can lead to massive loss of time and energy. It can lead to individual or even team-wide procrastination. It can damage work culture, negatively affect results, and even spiral into outright bitter litigation and lifelong enmities. We won't get into too many platitudes about peace and conflict resolution on this podcast. Well, you know what? Just one. Former US President Ronald Reagan had once said, "Peace is not absence of conflict. It is the ability to handle conflict by peaceful means." Now, that gentleman did know a thing or two about conflict resolution in the political sphere, but he may have been onto something more all-encompassing there as well. The ability to handle conflict is a hard-won skill and must be wielded firmly, yet with subtlety and deftness. So on this podcast, we'll look at three ways you can do that at your workplace and the benefits that accrue from such choices. Number one, pause and think. Addressing conflict increases knowledge. Sure, it is draining and can get tiresome very quickly, but those are emotional responses that do not serve an already emotionally charged scenario. We began by saying conflict gives us pause, and that's true. What it also allows is time for us to pause and think and even deliberate critically to understand the why behind the conflict instead of asserting your opinion. We are so used to sort of having knee-jerk reactions that it may in fact aggravate a situation or lead to further resentment because you just want to avoid an uncomfortable situation and walk away from it. But if you choose to pause and think and deliberate a little more critically, we may get to the bottom of the why behind the conflict. A great line from author G.K. Chesterton, paraphrased, can help us here. It says, "Don't ever take a fence down until you know why it was put up." It implies empathy is essential for understanding the conflict you find yourself facing. Why are you facing resistance from an individual or a team or your boss? Why are they more invested in an outcome that you believe to be detrimental? Being objective and determining this accurately can be quite challenging in emotionally charged situations. We agree. But effective leaders use pause and think to their advantage. The end result is increased real-world knowledge about a situation, problem, conflict, and about your colleagues. So keep this in mind at all times. Pause and think before you respond. To reiterate, it is a hard-won skill, but this will be one of the most important weapons in your conflict resolution arsenal. Number one, pause and think. Tool number two. Set boundaries and practice open communication. It is important to define acceptable behavior. One would think that's a given, but boundaries are often tested during conflicts, especially when the people concerned believe there is a personal stake involved. Therefore, proactively defining what constitutes acceptable behavior is a positive step towards managing conflict at the workplace and can even prevent escalation. This is also a useful tool to carry over into your personal life. Now, creating a framework for decisioning, using published delegations of authority statements, encouraging sound business practices in collaboration, team building, leadership development, and talent management, such concrete steps avoid ambivalence and establish an inclusive work environment that allows all stakeholders to be heard. Companies must have clearly defined job descriptions so people know what is expected of them. An effective chain of communication also helps identify and overcome gaps in communication, thereby smoothing out any potential roadblocks that could lead to conflict. Another quality that makes a difference is assertive leadership. Organizations, especially HR departments, need to clarify what will and will not be tolerated. Clearly stated, non-negotiable red lines can help preempt conflicts that arise from any potential misunderstandings. Why does this matter? It allows an organization to focus its attention and energy on its mission. So, number two, set boundaries and practice open communication. And finally, tool number three to embracing conflict so you can benefit both personally and professionally is understanding, not agreement. This is where many falter. Professionals at work seek to end conflict prematurely because the situation is so emotionally charged and uncomfortable. Experts advise that HR must be persistent in asking questions that help arrive at an understanding of both sides in an argument. Patient but stern responses, combined with encouraging queries that lead to clarification, usually lead to productive exchanges. We can de-escalate tense arguments by using empathetic, inclusive questions that seek to understand the points of view of the parties involved. The key is persistence. Trying to reach an agreement that ends the conflict temporarily is counterproductive, but trying to reach understanding of why conflict arose in the first place is productive. The matter will only fester and eventually explode further down the road if you're only aiming for agreement temporarily as opposed to understanding on a more permanent basis. So there we have it. Three tools that you can put to use in your workplace and embrace conflict to your benefit. Number one, pause and think. Number two, set boundaries and practice open communication. And number three, aim for understanding, not mere agreement. It might not occur to us as we are dealing with such situations, but conflict is key to innovation, learning, and development in all areas of our lives. It allows us to obtain a real-world appreciation for diversity, complexity, uncertainty, and change. Instinct may make us avoid conflict, but our careers and indeed our lives are enriched when we learn to approach conflicts with a view towards managing responses to them. Seek to understand, and you will be well on your way to solving any conflict. Thank you for joining us on yet another episode of SHRM Radio.
This is SHRM Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.